Very well. Let us begin. Prisoner 22897, welcome to your first day of incarceration. See where your scheming and secrets have left you. Spread eagle, naked, on a slab in a ministry prison. I see you straining to move. Don't bother. The adhesion field holding you in place is inescapable. You're stuck. Helpless. But here, let me thin the field just a little. Now you can struggle and squirm, very heroic and effective for my needs. Our scientists have discovered that complete immobility eventually causes a subject to give up, turn inward, go mad. But if you can move, even just a little, there's hope. And hope is the interrogator's greatest tool. Without hope, there can be no horror. We know you have information about the resistance cells in the capital. You'll tell me everything. A full confession. Oh, such a brave face. Such scorn and disdain. You freedom fighters are so self-righteous. You forget, as a psychic, I can see behind that thin veneer of courage. I can feel your hate. I can taste your fear. So, surrender to that fear. Tell me what you know. No? Shall we do this the old-fashioned way? With scalpels and saws? Shall I flush that hot, handsome body with toxins that will burn you from within, turn your bones to glass? Imagine laying there, exposed, unable to move as I run an open flame across your flesh. Interesting. The image both terrifies and strengthens you. Pain is something you understand. Pain is something you've trained for. Oh, don't look so smug, hero. Pain is only the first of many tools I have at my disposal. In truth, I find it crude, ill-mannered. There are so many other ways to make a person scream. What will it take with you? What weakness must I exploit? Is it a vice? No, you'll be all too aware of your vices. You'll have studied them, fretted and fawned over them, neutered them down to entries in a journal of whispered lies to a priest. So not a vice. A virtue, then. Something sacred to who you think you are. What do you take the most pride in? What is your compassion? Your honesty? Your loyalty? I can feel the confidence surging of you like heat. Loyalty. You're so sure. So strong. Very well. Let us begin. You hate me and everything I represent. My instincts, my appetites. You would feel ill at my touch, at the cool caress of my hand. And yet, if I reach out with my mind to gently brush the tip of your cock. Look at you twist against the adhesion field. So angry, so indignant, and yet, there was something else. An instant of response. Let me thicken up the adhesion. There. Can't move at all, can you? Let me reach out again. Oh, yes, yes. I feel you shiver under my mind's touch. I know your thoughts. I'm vile. I'm a monster. Then why is your cock twitching as you feel my mind on you? What if it were my mouth there on the tip, just a simple press of the tongue. Ah, a gasp. Tiny, almost inaudible, on the first. Now, feel my tongue licking, my lips sucking, the gentle scrape of my teeth. Feel them fix every sew lightly around you. Feel them press, nip, feel me. Stop. You're oiled in sweat, hero. If I loosened the field, you'd be shaking. And that was just the tip of your cock. What about your shaft? Oh, was that a whimper? I can feel your emotions. I can feel your fear, your disgust, and your confusion. Pain you understood, but pleasure. Feel the slide of a phantom hand down the length of your shaft. The light strokes. Look at your cock harden and strain. What I'm doing is vile, monstrous, and yet you're wet. The head of your cock is becoming slick. You who would turn to dust and ash at the thought of my touch have become greased and glistening at the touch of my thoughts. I know exactly how you want me to touch it. Just like this. Yes, moon. Moon, as you feel me stroke you up and down. Up and down. Up and down. I'm thinning the adhesion field so you can move, so you can thrust and buck against my mind. My thoughts sliding over your skin, slippery with your desire. That's it. Buck, buck, buck. Oh, a cry for help, for more. Oh, this is not a fraction of what I can do. I'm focused on only a piece of you, your hot, handsome cock. But I can use my mind to set your whole body alight. Yeah, feel my touch on every inch of your skin as I feel your arousal pouring into me. Do you feel me squeezing against your balls? Do you want to feel me in your ass, like this? In your mouth? Oh, those wet, gagging moons. Oh, yes. Scream. Arch up. Thrust your hips at me. You to whom loyalty is everything, betrayed by your own body. You can't stop. You can't stop. Can't stop. We can't stop. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come with me. Come now. Come now. 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 Filled to hold you now. Loyalty, what a lie. You're loyal to nothing but your own instincts, your own appetites. How are we at all different? So let me tighten the field once more. I don't think I'll let you move as much this time, even less on the next. That was indulgent of me. Of course we're doing it again. And again. And again. We'll do it until you tell me what I want to know. Everything. A full confession. I told you. There are many ways to make a person scream. Very well. Let us begin.